It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. In case you haven't heard, there's a big football game this weekend, and while our beloved Steelers won't be playing, Steel City residents still love football. In fact, Pittsburgh had the fourth highest television viewership during the playoff games, and while only one team can take home the Lombardi Trophy, business contributor Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University, is here to tell us why they won't be the only winners on Super Bowl Sunday. Rebecca, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Nice to be here, Paul. I'm glad that we're not playing outside today.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine?
Well, that's why they called it the Ice Bowl.
Right,
Green Bay all those years ago.
And this is going to be the first time that the Super Bowl is being played outdoors in cold weather environments. The first time it's been played on February 2nd, which as we know is Groundhog's Day.
Right.
First time it's going to be played outdoors on an artificial turf since Super Bowl X with the Miami Orange Bowl. So
I did not know that.
Yes.
That was the Steelers Super Bowl.
Yeah, so there you go. And the first time that two states, New York and New Jersey, are sharing the hosting duties, which is really interesting. And I guess we all know that, you know, hopefully they won't call the weather, but they will if it's really horrible. And then we'd play on Saturday or Monday and Tuesday. So I think there'll be revenue made and things lost and revenue made. But over 100 million people are going to be watching this game, most of them in the warmth of their own homes. So it's one of the largest watched TV broadcasts in history.
If they moved it to Tuesday or Wednesday, would they declare a holiday so that we could stay home and watch?
Football holiday, right?
How can small businesses benefit from the Super Bowl?
Okay, well, in the region of New York and New Jersey, we're seeing transportation, we're seeing bars, we're seeing hotels, restaurant packages. They're expecting 400,000 visitors, $500 to $600 million coming in, which is just a huge amount. The New York and New Jersey Super Bowl host committee this year with the NFL launched a program called Business Connect, which I think is really interesting. And we have the websites on your website. But it was a community outreach program designed to introduce local minority and women-owned businesses to Super Bowl revenue opportunities. So it would allow these businesses a platform and to help them really gain access to the procurement process because a lot of money is spent.
So other businesses other than bars or pizza places are getting
absolutely. I mean, if you're looking at landscaping and flooring and all the things that go along with the Super Bowl, there's many different opportunities. And so this is really allowing these women and minority business owners access to the primary contractors.
So it sounds like a lot of small businesses are generating business in that region.
Right.
But what about in the greater Pittsburgh region?
Well, as you know, we're the fourth highest viewership in the recent playoff games. We love our football, as I have come to realize being a relative newcomer to this area. But one of the reasons that Pittsburgh has ranked so high is because women help drive the number, Paul. We're getting back to those great women we talked about last week. They watch NFL football in higher numbers, even when the Steelers aren't playing. So our numbers here, a lot of them are driven by the amount of women. And some of the reasons are women are involved here in the sport because of the dominance of the hometown team, the understanding of the sport. And also, so many families watch it collectively. So they're making up now 43% of the NFL audience, and that is a lot of people.
Which is how the television stations make money. The
right.
network, which
right.
is Fox this year, and the local Fox affiliate. So let's talk about advertising.
Okay.
Many people watch the game for the ads,
for the ads,
and not the football. But
right.
can local smaller businesses, you know, play in this arena?
It's tough to play in the advertising arena. Intuit Inc. has done a competition for small businesses with prizes for a 30-second ad during the Super Bowl, and 15,000 small businesses entered from around the country, and the winner will be selected. So it's a little tough for the smaller businesses to play in the ad arena. However, we do know that Heinz, as you know, has bought this 30-second commercial, and it's one of the first ones they bought in about 16 years for the Super Bowl, and I think that's a great thing for our community. But let's think about the other businesses. 1.2 3 billion chicken wings are going to be sold over Super Bowl Sunday.
That's billion with
billion
a B.
Billion with a B.
Wow.
48 million Americans are going to order takeout. We have a lot of takeout restaurants. 8 million pounds of avocados will be mashed up. It's the busiest day of the year for pizza sales, and 50 million cases of beer will be consumed, and roughly 7 million people will call in sick on Monday. So we know that we're going to be seeing a lot of the business of the food and the food supply chain. And the sale of antacids goes up 20% on the Monday after Super Bowl, Paul. You got to love it. So,
gee, I wonder why.
We're going to capture a lot of that business, so we're really excited about that.
Yes, so the Metro guacamole truck will be backing up to your driveway.
That's right. That's right.
Finally, what are some unique Pittsburgh Super Bowl happenings that are scheduled for this Sunday?
Yeah, we just have a few listed, and we have a lot more on your site, but Buffalo Blues is doing a great Super Bowl party. McFadden's is doing a Pittsburgh Super Bowl party, and you have to sign up, and you can get lots of great opportunities to have a great time there. And the Blue Line Grill is doing a Super Bowl party. Fox will be streaming this live on iPads this year, which is the first time they've done that. But this is really nice, Paul. If you're not a Super Bowl fan, there are other events happening that day, such as the Super Nerd Sunday at the Allegheny Wine Mixer, where they're having their first ever installment of Bar Crafts. So you can go, you can do arts and crafts. They don't have a television, and so they're going to be enjoying the Super Bowl in their own way.
And again, you can go to our website, right?
Yes.
At WESA.FM, and that will link you to
a lot
all
of these links, right? And there's lots of opportunities and great things, but I think it really is a great revenue producer. And we'll also have it's Groundhog's Day that day, so we're going to be kicking off a lot of things here in Pennsylvania, Paul.
And if the Steelers were in the Super Bowl, how much of a difference would there be in terms of local events?
Well, we'd also see the whole local economy really having a jump start because of the hotels, all the service businesses, the limo services, and that whole area. We do have a lot of people who travel out of Pittsburgh to go to these games, no matter where they are. But we'd like to bring them back next year, don't you think, Paul?
Let's hope so. I mean, if for no other reason than the fact that people would buy all this Steelers stuff, and it would boost our local economy.
Right.
Rebecca Harris is our business contributor, and she's director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Rebecca, thank you so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure, Paul. Enjoy the game.
I will. And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. And we welcome your comments and story ideas at esspgh@wesa.fm. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Until tomorrow, so long for now.